We have 60 business people from across the Roaring Fork Valley here today, and water in the West is really managed at the local level. Yes, we have these big reservoirs, Lake Powell, Lake Mead, a big federal system that built all these dams and ditches around the West. But when it really gets down to the bottom line, water is managed by local water districts, community water districts, and irrigation districts across the West. And there's thousands of these organizations. They've been around for 100 years, many of them. And, you know, they're very important, but they're also somewhat insular. They have a board of directors to report to. They have customers to report to. They have clients to report to. They have a bottom line to meet. They're basically a small business. And they need to understand our message about water in the 21st century. Yes, we need water for farms and ranches and cities and industry, but we also need water for our rivers, for our quality of life economy, our tourism economy, our recreation economy.
For folks who aren't familiar with Protect the Flows, what's your mission and how do you guys work?
Sure. We're a coalition of about 1,100 businesses. We work with companies from the Fortune 500 down to river outfitters on sustainable water practices and healthy rivers. That idea that in the 21st century, we have a reason to have rivers for quality of life, for tourism, for recreation.
And what about the challenge of people who still try to push back against climate science? Because obviously on the business side of things, there's an economic appeal to dealing with this, which seems like kind of your focus. But I mean, I've even heard Water Conservation Authority board members say they don't believe in climate change. So when you look at people who are managing these systems, we still have a lot of people who are maybe missing the boat on the science.
Yeah, in the short term, we know it's getting warmer over in recent years. We've seen rainfall precipitation go down in recent years and river flows go down in recent years. But over the last 1,000 years, the Colorado River hydrograph has gone up and down in a fairly predictable band. We're below that band right now. And climate models show that in the future, we may actually get more precipitation in the Colorado River Basin. But key factors: that precipitation may come in the form of rain instead of snow. The system we have today is built to capture snow runoff. That's how our agricultural systems are set up. That's how our crops are set up. We have a system that's 100, 150 years old that's built on snow in the Rocky Mountain West. And that snow delivers water all the way to San Diego, California. So we have to pay attention to what's happening with the climate, what it means for precipitation, what it means for a warmer climate. Warmer temperatures means more evaporation and transpiration from plants and crops. So we have to look at all of those things. And, you know, we're at the point in the basin right now. We've been in a 16-year drought. We could see cutbacks in water delivery next year, next fall, a year from right now, to Arizona and Nevada from low flows in the Colorado River system. It's getting terribly real. So we just have to look at all of those factors.
Craig Mackey, Protect the Flows, thanks so much for speaking with KD&K.
You bet. Thank you very much.